the festival was like a reunion for many, many, many people. People came from all over. The people that had gone to school there and then married and gone to New Berlin or wherever, you know, far away, they all came back to meet at the festival. And people just had a very happy time being together and seeing their old friends.
She's studying swallowing. Something involuntary.
It is. I mean, we look at the head.
I know several used to belong to St. Mary's, and they don't go to church at all anymore, but they come to the festival. See, because that was part of when their kids were there, and they were volunteering, and they were, you know, it was all part of that community.
Be empowered to go buy some more paddles and put a silent bid on the quilt.
I got $2 sitting here for the next two paddles available.
But spend money here at the church.
I'm feeling lucky today.
Our first request poured in from a young lady here at the gaming table. She wanted to hear "You Are My Sunshine," so we'll do that.
We still want to raise funds for the church. But it's a time for fellowship, and it's a time for interactions. Once it was moved from Lakefront Brewery over here to right in the neighborhood, it became more of the neighborhood. I mean, one of the older couples who were there on Sunday with their white hair, he's a poet. He performs over at Woodland Pattern on Locust Street. You know, you just encounter so many of the different groups that are operating in River West. But I think it's that sense of community. And this is what we used to do, and we can still do it. You know, and it preserves the history, so to speak. When they had the four women in the Polish dress going around and doing a Polish custom of offering you a cookie, that's history. And I think that's important for a lot of people from this community.
Now we're going to leave.